Again, the chairperson of the Independent Development Trust. Thank you. And I am with the two managers. The CEO is coming in right now, and they can introduce themselves.
I request them to come for this. This is around the arrangement. And also, one of them are understand the difference. Because of me, because of the meeting to happen. I think other people, but I think on them, you might be concerned that they're coming. It's known that on them is here. Mama, your mother will have been teaching you to yourself before you start.
Thank you very much.
You raise your voice now.
I'm saying wait to the
other members, particularly today, we are having a meeting on the oversight. Role of the department officers over the independence, but over IDC as implementation agency of progress, such as the eradication of marching and the other anti-success and the comprehensive support of women program. And challenges that emerging contractors experience in their within the relationship with the IDC. For more than one below, we will come with special clarifications. And I too request you to give an opportunity to acknowledge on your part.
Thank you, Chair. Just once more, I'd like to register the apology of the Director General of Public Works, who have to do well, and send us to some skills for us to respond to the request before it the series of events will be followed. Our from the departmental perspective, provide some kind of background information to the IDP and touch on the oversight role that plays over the decisions of the development trust. I will then make a request to the IDP to provide us with a few information on the role of the IDP in the project of the eradication of marching for the Clean Burning Program. In addition to that, we want to do a presentation on the comprehensive rural development program. We will realize that the Secretary of Department is providing to us an additional presentation on the Clean Burning and Clean Burning Program that we have in our program in the we provided those to ourselves for education purposes as our members. We will not doubt and get into the personal presentation on the work we just provided you with the presentation of information so that we can understand where we are, the role that we play in the school building to chase a program. This program is still at planning stage. We're not expecting to test it. We still have a tendency to roll out the program as the study mentioned. Just by way of an introduction, I just want to touch on the background of the IDT, which was established in 1990 as an independent civil society, temporary grant agency with a vision when government endowments to be invested with the funds to utilize to achieve the IDP's primary goal of enabling disadvantaged communities to access resources and recognize and unlock their potential to continuously improve their quality of life. This was to be achieved together with citizens' partners. In March 1997, in May 4, Cabinet endorsed the recommendation of the Cabinet Advisory Committee that in the area, the IDP must be transformed into a government development agency that will implement projects which are commissioned by government funds. It must cease to be a civil society organization, an independent agency, or a funding agency. As a consequence of those pronouncements, the NDA's National Development Agency was conceptualized and established in 1997, with the IDP hanging over for purposes of funding the agency, a sum of 100 million months to the IFF and the trust. In October 2001, the trustees was amended, to make provisions for appointment of new trustees, whose goals and objectives to contribute to country and government method development policies and values, and ensuring cooperation with government, developing agencies in the private sector. Its primary goal was then seen as to use its resources, which incorporated the 2 billion rand for endowment grant, together with the department units in which the opinion of the trustees will best serve the enabler of full commitment of the Republic of South Africa to active resources and recognize the lost their own potential so as to continuously improve the collective life. From 1998 to 2005, the IDC provided program management services to government to initiate low cost and later at the nominal fee. The low cost and nominal fee service offering was largely funded by capital endowments of capital endowment of the IDC, received in 1990, together with the keepers that are fruits thereof. As of Schedule 2 public entity, IDC received no funding from the state. Over and above the 2 billion grants per year. IDC markets itself as a safe delivery institution for social infrastructure to infrastructure plans both at national and provincial level for government. As a consequence of the decision that IDC ceased to be a civil society outside of government, the proposal to government attached to the Department of Public Works and the relationship between the IDC and public works is governed by a shareholders' contract which is entered into the request for a new fund annual basis taking into account the things that come to the common fund. In line with the TFMA, the IDC is required to develop a proper plan which sets out annual first delivery target plans for most vaccines. The executive authority is the Minister of Public Works approves the plan. On a personal basis, IDC submitted to perform the new reports that indicate how the agency has performed against the set target. Scheduled quarterly performance review meetings are held by the various authorities where the entities are afforded the opportunity to account for the performance and shift the intervention of the various authorities when required. Reporting includes performance information, the targets that we set, the associated financial performance and issues of governance. These things are supplemented, since the meeting between the executive authority and the IDC are supplemented by technical meetings, which meetings are between the Director General of the Department of Public Works and the Chief Executive Officer of the IDC to address technical and administrative matters. IDC participates in the Public Works Minister and IDC Forum and the technical member, which is a forum of the Director General of the Public Works, National Public Works, together with his counterparts in the head departments of public works at initial levels, and deputies at specific upcoming questions to ensure close alignment and the chief matters that require attention. Planning of the chief public works sector, which is both national and provincial, in terms of the role and the IDC could be encapsulated in 3 points. The first being that the concern is that the IDC and the planning departments directly were thought about in public works, which in essence meant that IDC was communicating with the public works sector. The public works only get involved when there are challenges with respect to the efforts that IDC is delivering in certain projects. And we have done from the articles not throughout the project, but only in the official ceremonies. When IDC goes through, for example, it requires basic and socioeconomic services such as access to roads, water, electricity, which needs to participate in the provincial government and local government, and this normally is not forthcoming. In addition to the above challenges, from the work sector and IDC, a protocol framework was approved by the Minister of Public Works that the duties of the sexual movement, which amongst others provided for the public. The IOTs are advocating that it's still a discrimination to social sector infrastructure and related social programs that are part of public sector lending through the public sector. So the whole issue of the work through the sector itself and the social. When IOTs are trying to lend their social is all within the public works today, IOTs are trying to align the public department with supply for the purposes of the IOT. Of the existence of the support framework. So the line person is having to prefer attitude over how the public works has been implemented. The attitudes are then henceforth advised over the public works writing prior to agreeing on the case factors. I think that itself encapsulates the nature of the relationship that the sector or the National Public Works Department has with the IDC. As an agency, as an entity that reports through the National Minister of Summers and encapsulates the nature of the oversight role that we play and the fact that we do have a share in the context, which then encapsulates the roles and responsibilities and the framework of reporting by IT to the National Public Works Department. I will then, after having covered that, say, as one of the members, the first entity is just to do the walkthrough of the specific programs of public lecture that we are running in the public government, which is the school building program, as well as the road development program here. I shall then hand over to my colleagues, who can meet to the take us through that.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members. Good morning. And let me just apologize for being late. But really good morning. The outline for presentation will be to that screen with the background that has been given by the informant. We felt that maybe it's important for us to outline the history of the IDC certification in the delivery of state infrastructure. And also look into the IDC service delivery model, because we think it's very important that honorable members understand how we deliver the food that we are going to deliver to the service. And then look into the IDC food infrastructure over the past 5 years, and also the current IDC food infrastructure program, the IDC participation in food safety, and the alternative construction methods, and then the conclusions. Without even teaching the background of the IDT, I would just outline when the IDT started participating within the education infrastructure. To start by saying that since 2008-2010, the IDT board initiated a process for the eradication of one tool. This was directly funded by the IDT through funding of $150 million to kickstart that. It was actually a report to the Minister of Public Works then, whereby both the department and the IDT were required to address the issues relating to the much in South Africa. Honorable members would recall that during that time there was always an article around January, the state of schools in South Africa, and some schools in the Eastern Cape would be highlighted. And cabinet was responding to that. At that stage there was no allocation that had been put into the PISA. And therefore the IDT was initiated with that 150 million state funding. What the IDT also did was to do an analysis of the problem itself, how it is the problem, and to try and craft an intervention process. That was done and presented to NIMEC and Treasury, which was approved. At that time, the cost was estimated at about 2.1 billion to eradicate those microbes. The 150 million was really just a drop in the ocean, but it did manage to kickstart the program. Following that, Treasury funded the 2.1 billion but that was funded through the various provinces, not directly through NDP. It was a provincial grant that was transferred to the provincial department. The provincial department had a choice to either appoint IDP to implement this program or to implement themselves. So the whole implementation of that 2.1 billion was not necessarily within the IDP. There are some provinces that did appoint the IDP, but it was not all the provinces that did. And it was a very minimal amount that the IDP implemented in that stage. The IDP completed that portfolio of 150 million at a time, and that was again reported back to the Department of Public Works. We started spearheading a process of actually the allocation of smart schools. Following that, the IDP was appointed by the Department of Public Works to implement the alternative construction method, which was also part of the eradication of the smart schools in the rural area. And IDP implemented a pilot of about 12 schools, 11 schools in the Eastern Cape, and 6 schools in the Northwest. And then it was for about 70 schools in the region. Following that, the IDP was appointed by the Department of Basic Education to roll out a CD program on the eradication of smart schools. And that is when the IDP actually participated greatly in the implementation of that program. That is the background of the IDP's participation. But I'm hasten to say, honorable members, that the IDP has been appointed by various provinces to also implement this school infrastructure program. In particular, the Eastern Cape has been one of our biggest portfolios. KZN has been the second one, but the other provinces as well follow suit in terms of creating the IDP as a nation and education. That gives us the background of the IDP participation. That honorable member has brought us to the participation of the IDP on the rolling out of the intensive indicator. Although I will talk to that later in the presentation. We also felt, honorable member, that we should be able to present to yourself the IDP service within our model. How do we implement the program? How do the various departments or provinces appoint us as IDP, and what is the role that we play as an implementing agent? Firstly, there is a contracting government department, which is the department that has been allocated the budget for the construction of the school. That department then looks for an implementing agent, and the IDP, among other implementing agents, is appointed to be the implementer of that performance. The certain assumption as we take that program, one of that is that there has been a new assessment that has been done by either the national department or the provincial department in terms of their needs. So you see on the right hand side that the prioritization and the design and approval actually come from the client. When the IDP is appointed, those elements have already been covered but what IDP does is to get into a process with the science department to understand what would be the objectives and outcomes that particular research is aiming at, and together try to plan for that particular portfolio whether it will be able to arrive at those outcomes. I think it's also important for me to indicate here that the IDP is a development agent. There are social indicators that were built into our model that we always try to pursue in the implementation of our portfolio. One of those is entering the job creation. Although we talk about job opportunities, because most of our portfolio does not necessarily guarantee long-term jobs, but it's a short-term job. So we want to focus on the job opportunities that we then create. The client department then contracting us and provide the funding, and as well as confirm the privatization. That is, after they've been able to receive from the different sectors in terms of the needs of classrooms, they're able to privatize and give us a fully fledged portfolio with those priorities. So the IDP is not involved in the prioritization and the actual allocation of where the school is going to be built. But that comes readily done by the science department. I also thought it was important just to indicate what then are we selling as an organization. The IDP serves, in particular, the program management. It serves the ability to enable the implementation of the program. The IDP does not build itself, but it enables the actual management of the program and the rolling out of that. It also serves the alignment of the objectives of the department and the objectives of the IEP, in particular, those development of social-related type of opportunities. The commissioning of the program, the monitoring and evaluation, and as well as the program and progress for that. You will see that the project cluster manager, which are the two candidates. And I just wanted to indicate that this is one element of capacity that we can easily build within the LDP if we have the resources to import that or to build that capacity. And at the moment, we outsource that type of capacity. And that is the capacity that really assists us with the actual implementation of the government. We also get consultants, which are external consultants, and for us we believe that is the best way of doing it in terms of those consultants that are really still in the market, and therefore from a quality point of view, we are short of the quality assurance and as well as the consultants. So this model, honorable members, is showing you what the IDP, how the IDP delivers this program. The IDP does not necessarily physically build the school, but the program manage the whole process of building the school. The next slide looks into the expenditure, the IDP infrastructure expenditure over the last 5 years. So I think it's just important to look into the growth of such expenditure over that time. You will see, honorable members, that within 2008-10, we were sitting at about 1.1, and 10-11, we were at 1.3, 11-12, we were at 2.2, and 12-13, we were at 2.2, and that is totally over about 7.4 over that 5-year period. There has been a lot of development, though. I would mention, for instance, the control that has grown in the fund after the leaking of the administration, which currently is about 2 billion. But that is something that we could update if honorable members would be able to use it when we would then right now in terms of our order book. But as we collate our order book, we think we're sitting at about plus minus 20 billion over the 3 year period in terms of the work that we expect. The next slide, honorable members, will show you the work opportunities that we have been able to create. And once more, just to highlight that we're talking about work opportunities because the job stays varied in terms of the time. It depends on the time in which we are implementing the solution. And we are saying that we'll be able to create about 8,044 work opportunities from the portfolio that I have reported, which totals about 2.2 billion rand. The next element that we are measuring is the engagement of women and youth. And as I have said, one of our core indicators from a development point of view is actually the engagement of women and youth. We have been struggling a bit with attracting young people into the construction industry, but I think we have recently seen great improvement in terms of that research. We are then saying, honorable members, that in all IDP social infrastructure programs, the following was achieved in respect to that. About 1,035 contract value was awarded to women, contractors and service providers, and that was about 80% of our total program spend. About 252 million is about 12% was actually awarded to youth contractors. 3.5 billion went to BE expenditure, and that is about 53% of the total program. when you look into all that, you could be collating and saying overall the IT has been able to create about 34,000 work opportunities over that period of time. The programs that we are talking to in the next slide, remember to see that that is the ICD. Mainly we are focusing on the ICD programs. In the Eastern Cape, we are implementing the school under ICD. We are also implementing the water and sanitation. We have got now we have entered into the school of that. Maybe also to indicate that the Department of Education in the Eastern Cape has also been able to give us the program to be implemented. In three states, we have been implementing a CD, but that is the 10 schools that we are currently implementing. In Kaltering, we have also been implementing schools, about 38 schools that we have been implementing there. In Kaltering, Natal as well, there has been about 1,372, 84 CDs, and 61 water and sanitation, 384 water and sanitation phase 2, and as well as the local department of education in the province, what was the question 22. Maybe just to clarify some of the numbers, the vulnerable numbers, those numbers do not necessarily refer to fully fledged schools. Sometimes it is strong damaged schools. That is where the school basically the roof that has been blown off, or it is a repairing of the school. So we then calculate those projects to say how many projects are we managing at a particular point in time. In Mpumalanga, we have been implementing on 16 projects in Northwest, that's 39, and Northern Cape about 54. The total amount is about 3.2 billion today. Maybe just to indicate as well, honourable members, that the NGC competes with other implementing agents. We are not the only implementing agents that is operating in the province. In particular, in the Eastern Cape, we have got about four implementing agents at the moment. KZN, I think it's three, but in other provinces, we find that we are the only implementing agents that is currently operating. We thought it would be important for us to give you an update of the portfolio that I've already indicated on and how far we have spent with that portfolio in terms of completion. I've indicated that in this financial year there were about 42 schools that we were doing in a different case. 10 of those projects under construction, 2 projects are at procurement stage, and 30 projects are at planning stage, and that is the ACM schools. We are envisaging that those projects should be completed by the end of 2014-15. 10 projects will be completed by the end of the financial year. In the first step, we are very much confident that by September 2014, we will have completed those projects. Those are also the activity projects that we are implementing. In Kaltering, one project is complete, and 2 projects are under construction in the current financial year. In the KZN, 2 projects are still under construction. We think we'll only be able to finish during the 2014-15 financial year. In Limpopo, there are new projects which we just took over in October of this financial year. Hence, honorable members, we will see that we are still at a very low level in terms of completion. Only 6 projects have been completed. 10 projects are under construction, and the 5 projects are in procurement and planning stage. In Mpumalanga, 15 projects are under construction, and 1 project is at procurement stage. In Northwest, 1 project is complete, 4 projects under construction, and 5 projects at procurement. And in the Northern Cape, 2 projects are complete, and 3 projects are under construction. On the water and sanitation, I think relatively, we think most of our projects have moved quite quick in that regard. In the Eastern Cape, there are about 201 projects under phase 1, and 136 projects under phase 2. Under phase 1, 60 of those projects are under construction, and 141 are at procurement stage, awaiting highest budget approval. Now, one of the processes that we follow is that before we can start with the implementation, we require the clients to confirm the budget. So we do hope that you're trying to say, this is what the market is taking in the status that procurement policies are not engaged in the defense function as well. So part of what we are awaiting the approval of the buyers as commission. In Austin, the eight projects, implementation that we were doing, all those two projects have been completed. I think I must indicate here, honorable members, that we have hit a huge challenge in housing, mainly on payment. Because as the IDP, we depend entirely on our clients' partners to transfer money for us to pay our contractors. So the rough work that has been completed in housing, but some of the contractors have not been paid. We actually had, because of an issue around January, where contractors were busy to open up schools, and we had to be negotiating with the contractors. Today, we've not been able to complete the payment contract. So this is one of the huge challenges that continuously we are facing in our implementation. In KwaZulu-Natal, equally, out of the 84 projects that we were doing, 80 projects are under construction and 4 projects at the current stage. There are also another problem phase 2. The 7 projects have been completed, 28 projects under construction, 223 projects at the current stage, and 16 projects at the planning stage. In Kikongo, there are about 51 projects that have been given, 48 of the projects have been completed, and these projects are under construction. The phase 2 of that is 784 projects, which are all at the last stage. In Northwest, Italy, we have 27 projects that have completed, 12 projects under construction, 3 projects in planning stage, and 2 projects are on hold. That is where the client has not been able to confirm that we should go ahead with them hold on to the project. In the Northern Cape, we had 10 projects that were completed. There is also another program that is the renovation of schools that we have also been engaged in. Some of those programs are new, some of them we bought them for the previous financial year. And this is how we have also fed in as far as those projects are concerned. I don't know if another member would want me to go through that, but you can see that in the Eastern Cape, if I could just do that one as an example, that we had about 230 projects, 47 of those projects have been completed, 72 of them are under construction, 49 projects are standing stage, 5 projects are programming stage, 77 projects are on hold. That is the progress that we can give to this one of the projects that we have implemented.
I wanted to acknowledge some of the members who have joined us with this committee, honorable members of from Christine, and then also members of this committee, Mbani Uzi from CDPN. And they reminded me when we are talking about progress, I'm here to be again. Number than we can today. And also other people who have joined us by more than one country. You can proceed.
Thank you. In terms of our participation in this setting, we have almost already talked to the earlier than presenting, but IT has been appointed as one of the implementing agents by DDB under the DDB program. And most of the programs that I've been talking to are some of the programs that we have been rolling out in that arrangement. The appointments relate to the construction work in 52 schools, 10 in the Free State and 42 in the Eastern Cape. The IDP appointment for us in the Eastern Cape includes 27 schools to be constructed using the alternative construction method. The construction work in schools is largely upgrade of existing mass and inappropriate schools and having issues and relations. There are some schools where we have to completely replace the schools, in some others we find that it is an issue, for example. And maybe this also indicates that when we have to replace, you find that it is the same piece of land that we have to lose, whereby you must move the students into temporary classrooms before you can be transferred to the construction. And I'm mentioning this point because if you look into the progress that has been made, in some instances, it has taken us longer than what we envisaged because of some of those challenges where we are utilizing the same land where the school has given the resources that we have.
The IDP was also appealed to the KFM Cape in Hope and Northwest by DDE to upgrade the joint water and sanitation facilities in the school. I've spoken to some of the projects that will be implemented there. The IDP has also been advised by the ANCC intention to appoint and coordinate with DBSA for his testing. This, however, has not yet materialized.
And I think here is really the formalization of that process, but in a number of other processes we have this maturity, including getting some of our technicians to support the PIDC in the process of managing system.
We have also included some challenges as conclude from the presentation. And we are saying that the shortcomings in terms of short-term delivery planning often result in the non-alignment between the funding and the delivery.
And we feel that because, as I have said earlier, in that service delivery model, there is an assumption that by the time the IDP is appointed, the prioritization has been done, the extra planning and the risk assessment has been done between the clients and the community. And the IDP has not necessarily participated in that. And we feel that if we were to participate in that process, probably there would be better alignment at the implementation stage.
The timely transfer of program funds to implementation resulted in undue delays in the payment of service providers.
We see that as a major challenge, particularly because, as I said, we do target small upcoming contractors who are not necessarily always able to have adequate cash flow. And we find that by not paying them on time, we are able to delay the progress of the small contractors. In some instances, it actually even becomes more expensive because if contractors have to move out of site, we have to re-establish site, it will take us money. Maybe sometimes it's because we're not being able to pay on time. Instead, what we have tried to do is to try and get the assistance, the support of the National Treasury just to enable our clients to at least pay us in time to be able to pay our services. The service quality for generation in the built environment, particularly in the professional consulting space, we have seen this once more because we target the upcoming businesses. We find that sometimes there is just poor quality of implementation. And for any poor quality, there's always a cost associated, both in terms of time, but also in terms of cost and spend. But we also believe that as a development agency, it's important to go through that. But unless you provide an opportunity to those upcoming contractors, there's no way that you can be able to talk about empowerment. So for us, we think that it's part of the value chain, the developmental value chain that we are pursuing in the organization. Generally, concerning levels of corruption in the country often manifests in pollution in the delivery value chain. This also be overemphasizing the again, honorable members have seen the big companies where there has been collusion around the issues of construction. I think to a great extent, because IDP has been using very small contractors, although that is, I can't rule it out, but I don't think it has been as much as what has been really in the big construction company. The long-term sustainability, uncertainty of the IDP, the funding that is not secure, puts the $20 billion IDP portfolio managed for government at risk. And I think for us this is our major concern because we are sitting in this portfolio, but there are quite a number of challenges because of working in the ACO that long-term sustainability of the IDP, which is resulting into a very high turnover of our technical expertise as well within the organization. And the only way that the IDP can, and the clients can have a confidence in the IDP's ability to implement it is the IDP able to retain its capital in the technical capacity. we currently were unable to. We also thought, honorable member, maybe we should just take you through the ACM, which is the alternative construction method, which is one methodology that we are currently applying in the fact checking of the rollout of steel. We thought that maybe we should start from what are ACMs, but I'll be directed by yourself, honorable member, whether we should take questions up to here and get into the ACM or I should go and finish the process. Thank you. That we then thought that it would be important for us to just go through and indicate to yourself what are the ACMs. And these are the alternative construction methods which use materials and methods that are not conventional, which is not a brick and mortar method. I have indicated that the Department of Public Works appointed us to pilot that program, and we give the services to schools, which was 11% case and 6 in one line. Then we tested a number of alternative construction methods, and ultimately the women were able to say government is compatible with certain types of the ACM has a certified and complete building system from Kachikwa Chaturu. Together with our sister organization, Agrima SA, they accredit the methodologies that we are using. The ACMs are generally panelized systems. And instead of the use of this ACM, they're saying that when an ACM could be used in the public sector, it must be certified by Agrima. The certificate refers to a quality control manual that ensures the system is installed according to the standards. The departure from the conditions of the certificate could invalidate the certificate. So it's very important that the technology suppliers actually comply to that, because that's the only way in which we can be able to quality control the school that we implement through the ACM. They do need to be licensed, so whoever is participating does need to be licensed. What we have done is a program related, because we also realize that not a lot of upcoming businesses that are participating in this technology want to try and get as much, to encourage as much as possible of like contractors to also get accredited into this technology. And I think we are gradually improving in terms of that. Saying, however, to achieve the desired capability using manufacturing systems requires that maximum use of the chip is made, i.e. the design must follow the chip, not the chip, the design. So the second requirement is to implement this particular system that we need to follow it, and it requires a lot of discipline. It is very energy efficient, which is one thing that has encouraged us in utilizing this system. And when we compare it with the brick and mortar, there is also a cost element, a savings from a cost point of view. Although for us that has not really been the major emphasis, the biggest emphasis has been the ability to fast check the implementation of the environmental consideration of the ACM. In some instances, we have also been trying to see if there could be any change from even credit in as far as the some of the schools that have implemented, but I'm not sure whether we succeeded to date in putting that. In terms of local economic contribution, once the ACMs are manufactured in a factory, we still feel that one is that contributes to one job creation at a factory level. But we also feel that because it is labor intensive, it does create jobs at local level. There is though a major disadvantage, and that because it is fixed in terms of implementation, the job opportunities are very short that are provided by the system. We are saying that the quality is generally higher, but it is equivalent to the conventional method. The facilities can be delivered more quickly and for the indicators. The construction costs are lower than the conventional method. The thermal efficiency is often better, but it is equivalent to the conventional method. And the delivery of materials is made easier with the targeted system
These are still a continuation of the benefits of the APM, including the Fed Bank is contributes towards local economic growth through labor and material acquisition, and also upskills the construction sector. Because there's a lot of training that we have to get the local community to where those levels are being used. The limitation is that since the new method that we have implemented, we can't guarantee that it will be the flashback. We are told that we can guarantee over about 4 to 6 years, but that's something that we have still have to see when we've just implemented those methods. And that the design must take into consideration the certification of the ACM, and that it is very important that once people have been trained, they should be able to utilize that skill. Quite often it becomes a one-off when they are doing an ACM and then you get over it, which means the skill that is built within the community is not utilized. And that more advocacy in some communities, our communities feel that it is an inferior quality of food. So we need to do more advocacy about the methods that we are implementing. But we are saying in conclusion that the ACM does offer distinct advantages over conventional construction in relation to speed, cost, and quality. Considering the maintenance intensive nature of ACM, it is likely that conventional would outperform ACM in the life cycle in terms of cost and lifespan. And I think this is what I have indicated to say we have to look for how long the maintenance requirements will be of the ACM that was just implemented before. We cannot vow for it at a particular point. And that ACM should be considered by the public sector as a feasible alternative to enhance delivery of school infrastructure where agency is a kind of factor. I've already indicated that for us the main thing is really the fact checking of the implementation that we are encouraging the implementation of the system. On the agency of the ongoing household school. The CFO is just indicating that it might be of interest to honorable members that we just take you through some slides on the financial accountability in particular of the agency, so that honorable members can be able to appreciate the circumstances under which the agency is currently operating.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Honourable members, these four slides should be in presentation. Thank you, Honourable Chair. Just a couple of points to enlarge upon and discuss in a little bit more detail the financial sustainability issues facing the agency. We do expect the IDT is have to face the uncertainty of its future financial sustainability. What it is looking for at this point, is short to medium term, and that's 2 to 3 year funding for National Treasury, and the support from Treasury to increase the level of the management fees that are charged to the client departments. What was mentioned by the department's chief financial officer, when you refer to the original investment fund, the original grant made to the agency, the investment fund at this point, which happens to now have provided the means of funding proportion of the operational costs, is now bridging the pieces, is currently standing approximately 135 million. Without the support from Treasury, the IDT is in fact not a growing concern. The Department of Public Works is currently driving the preparation of the business case, which includes the mandate.
Hold on. How many members do you have this question associated
with? Honourable Chair, it's not in the presentation. These four slides are just on the screen. They were not included in the presentation.
But normally, why push yourself in the presentation?
The department is pursuing with this exercise and is interacting with Treasury on this process, together with the IDT. It is essential that the process is completed as quickly as possible. And really this is not to disrupt the ability of the IT to continue to deliver on program management functions. We go further to say that it's anticipated that the IDC will no longer be in a position to take on all programs that are offered to us in the future. It will need to be far more selective in the work that it does in fact do itself. And one of the determining factors in identifying what work it should undertake to fulfill could be based on the level of management skills recovered from the programs, with the emphasis being on the social infrastructure programs. We have continually reported on what we call our efficiency ratio, and this efficiency ratio is the operational cost expressed as a percentage of the program expenditure, that is the deliverables in any one financial year. And this has shown a very marked improvement over the last 4 years. The efficiency ratio that we've seen has moved from 30% down to 6%. This means essentially that every 6 rand of operational cost that we spend, we deliver 100 rand of program expenditure. Now, whilst this looks good, and we've been delighted in actually reducing it to a point, we're saying that this ratio indicates that the IEP has reached the point where its resources are being stretched to a level which is inherently risky, and could in fact result in a drop of quality performance. And we measure the optimum efficiency ratio as being 8%. In other words, we uncut the activity. But I think, Honourable Chair, the important thing is we're at the crossroads as far as the financial sustainability of the organisation is concerned. And we are looking to our parent company and also to Treasury for a short-term way out of this impasse, but also to enable us to see A, increase the efficiency to a sustainable point, but also to increase the level of management fee to a point at which we can in fact continue in the future. Thank you.
Okay. Inefficient control set.
There are other aspects that we have changed the last couple of times with a bit of a machine tips on the puzzle. Until then, and I'm a little surprised that in the what technical position, the chief was required to say, but why did we say it? And I would say there's actually a facility in the department that they did this. Perhaps she was waiting for the department to see the table and that had this like in reserve and didn't send it. So if we just get to a very somewhat concerned the picture that the chief of an IDC position. First of all, to say that the department and ministry are very well aware of the issues that have been raised by the chief financial officer of the IEC. I think it's important to go back to the origins of the IEC, which we've touched on, but in a bit of a sanitized version of the service, essentially the IEC, as was referred to in Forrest's presentation, the IEC was set up by the apartheid regime in Glasgow. It was basically part of an agenda to create a buffer black middle class to prevent fellow going transformation, to develop allies in the black community as it were. It was related to the Urban Foundation and other initiatives. So it presented itself as an independent program of civil society. If you regard the broader one as part of civil society, then I don't need to check it. So the group was a very deliberate, strategic, too little too late reform initiative, okay, which was typical of the public regime. So there was a trust of civilian lands as a college secretary. With a particular agenda. Obviously, post-1994, no longer running the Urban agenda. I think it was kind of less closer. Okay, it was sticking along with the position of civilian and living locations, interest in providing a variety of benefits and interventions, but in sort of, I think it was left alone and recording the thing. Now, as we can today, it's not the good map for itself. The
is not independent, and each project is independent. That's what it is. The company doesn't do development is just a good word, and I think this describes what we certainly want to do. Trust is where you go, so there's no trust. So I think that's the first thing.
Well, trust is a legal entity, not the other trust.
Now, government became aware of this. It was aware that it's doing good things, often on its own initiative, picking up work where it could have been possible to provide important work. That is reflected in the recognition by the public. It's currently a ship of the shared routine engineering process, and then I think that it doesn't get budget allocations as so it speaks. Essentially, Treasury said, originally it was doing this work for free, actually, for the public sector, and it's exempted from the person doing it for free, but using the infrastructure construction fund to pay itself to provide the service. But then, after the financial crisis began, the Treasury said, basically, use charge management fees, which is a space I think. Now, when they start to have to charge management fees, suddenly they're having to tender and compete against public works departments, provincial public works departments, and national public works departments, which they hope to do for free, but they get budget complications. But often we know that the capacity of the national government and the provincial government is unequal. So the basic communication, the provincial department, or whatever, might not be very carried to an IDP to do a program decision involving the country. Or even either the national or the provincial government capacity. But it varies from province to province. And you can look at particular different provinces in different provinces using hard numbers. Then as IDC said, other entities were also competing in the space, notably media and development in South Africa on the school of expertise on the side of government nationally as to how are we going to promote the school of those things and what are the funding measures. So again, if we look at IDC, the third presentation, it's a whole range of different funding mechanisms and institutional arrangements. So very next to this, we can just take that IDC now. Of course, what we have to do is like about IDC when it's doing well. And it's performing like all of us. But when it's performing well, what it does better, least at their most, program management and relationship, is to involve the community in an interactive and participatory way. We don't just deliver a tool without consultation, involvement with local businesses, with local communities, providing local job opportunities and so on. It's cheaper and quicker just to deliver a building of one kind or another. But that's not development, and not being able to get, for example, engineering and ownership of participation. So that's what we're reading about. But now, it's going to be longer and more complicated consulting with communities and difference and their complications. The program management is time costly and therefore you're paying for this money and other money. Which means that the management fees are often going to be not competitive with some non-development approaches. And so they get caught, they've got caught, obviously, they've got caught in the crossfire. Multiple funding schemes, pressure on them to get whipped to get certain things in deep, but I don't know the answer on that. But one is to do what they do in a positive, in a developmental way, and not just with narrow technical strategies. reduce community population and higher rates of oppression.
And it's important to do that, otherwise we don't understand the
What are we trying to do? Just for the problem.
I'm going to see if there's a lot of incidents we're getting a reading.
The question is like, what did it
that the IDT and the vision need to change the name to reflect the reality?
What is it?
Should there be an IDT? And in the heart of the ministry,
we are very committed to sustaining the IDT.
It has had a very good role, and I think some of what we achieved here, in the figures and the schools and other things, particularly in the other things that we've got, indicates that it's in the theory and it's in place. No doubt unevenly, no doubt with critics and so on, but really fulfilling an important gap. But how do we sustain that role going forward financially?
There's a catastrophe to it.
This program management requires professional skills. And if there's uncertainty about the future of the IDT, then professionals are not reporting on this again.
So we come to moving, first of all, what we've done is we've negotiated for,
not enough, 50 million interim fund, which is going to be the IDT from the IDT. I think there's a commitment over the fee of this year,
That's
the salvation wage. You know, that is using the money.
But what we've got to do is a better, and what we want to do is reschedule the schedule of people.
We want to have a better relationship, a fair relationship between the public goods and the entities, which not only for the government, which is independent, very independent sometimes. So how do we define the fair relationship?
That's what we're working on, especially with our folks in mind, so I hope that this is something I'm going
to develop a typical respect and rescheduling things and to get the speed.
So that's what set up there. So we take the lessons, we've got the lessons that we're using the previous
for 50 million, 50 million, 50 million. It's just going to be that.
I guess I should also go back to the first bit of the program that is just true right at the end when the Joker came out of the hat. We were certainly, there was a lot of information, but the critical issues was where the objective was indicated to the senses.
So it's just also, you can tell me, but I hope it's very interesting and fun. Challenging, and to reassure you that we're they're not easy choices, but we're well aware of the problems. And we are committed to respond to the specific ministry. The evidence that deeply committed to a reconstructed answer to the administration of the program. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. The issue of our status, other external issues, our issues actually come up in the form of responding to some questions and questions. Honourable members, this is our attitude to start this day, but before doing this issue, I wanted to mention something. We welcome all the information that the IDT has provided on the province in the two programs and the projects. But in spite of all the information, the committee cannot keep focus on the IDT and its delivery on. We have to move the focus to the oversight and monitoring fashion that the Department of Public Works has over the IDT. That is the key to us. How do you monitor? How do you link with the IDT? But we are still committed to this kind of opportunity. I wanted just to highlight that. Because it's fundamental, it's the proper monitoring.
but nevertheless, let's give this opportunity to the master. I can't make some decisions. Let me start from that side. Honorable member, the platform is yours. But if everyone needs to go to the platform, let's use the run for it. I'm just reminding you. Yes. Yes. Honorable member, the coach, all the mama, Chen, and the coach, all the mama, and the coach, honorable member, the coach,
I'm not going to go deeper into the conversation, but my concern, before my concern, is just that we are left with, I think, about a month in the office. And whatever we want to say during the program, but I think that will be in a bigger report. But what I'm going to say is that I just want to ask you, the way IBG is discussing, what role is it playing? Because it is said the need to maintain agents for which we have this. Because in the first place, it does not get by its own department. So if you are doing an implementing agency, then there must be a department which is where. They are saying they are depending also on conditional grants from problems. But I don't think that can, because they can give them anything, they cannot give. So that is the problem. The other issue, they are saying they are implementing agents, but their work, they are outsourcing. Mm-hmm. They are dealing with other countries. So what is the role of the IDC if they will outsource the function that they are supposed to do? The other one, concerning the chemical field, they also are consultants. They are using consultants for technical schools. So, actually, what is the role of the IDC? I think it needs to be restructured. If we have to achieve what we want to achieve with IDC as an IDC, the country or a period is too short, but we will gain this and coming up with this conversation. But then it is, then the next parliament, we have to see on this issue. It should be an implementing agency in the two territories, not yet in the region of the across everything. So I don't think it's not in a few things.
Thank you very much. Before I give it to the member chamber, colleague here just joined by another member of the committee, another member, Mama, you are more than welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gentlemen, for having me. Let me congratulate the IDC on the, you know, the delegation with gender balance. The Department of Public Works is the today. Always when they come, we tell them. We don't want to see everything where we see to our own. So congratulations. To tell me on your presentation, thank you very much. Hello. As the PX committee on public service, we represent provinces to the information that we want. We want to hear what is happening in this community. If you talk of Bumalana, for example, or the fly four, or fly three, if you say not that there is 533 work opportunities here, actually, I don't know where is that going to take place. If you talk of the schools that are being built or fixed, I must know that this
in Matundu. Because we are here as members of this school from different areas. When we go home, if I see them on Facebook, I know that this thing has been like picked by IDC. I'm able to tell the community of I go and talk to IDC and they come to see that this will be to be dealt with. So your information is sort of the details you need to say. We have to say it's just a pity that we won't be able to go and study the chamber and debate this. Well, this information is going to tell the people, we tell the people everything that is being done by IDC, so the, like the National Department of Public Works, the responsible party. We want to tell the people as well as the detailed information. The women, women contractors, also that we are looking at alternatives. Yes, this is our last month, but what we would like to do is help even before the end of the month, you can go back to your offices and say, in this area we have so many women doing the part of this program we use, and send it to the chairperson. This is, can be sent to the chairperson, we are going to be able to use it in our constituency. That's the information that we will be hearing. But the program, we requested public work before to say, your program, send the program to the office of the chairman so that when we go to constituency bureau, we are part and parcel of this program. And now we are talking of many programs that actually the time has succeeded, that we didn't take part because there was no communication with you and us. So as the Christian leader, this must be your starting point to start engaging with members of parliament, the committee, I mean the committee of parliament, even though whether we will be there or we won't be there, but message maybe in Mega or no, we should try and
Thank you, Mr. Mashema. Unfortunately, the report that we are given today is skewed. It's leaning on what local inspector and Morris on what I would say is peripheral information. Because the chief was on the oversight of the Department of Public Works, overhiding. I'm raising this question because it was not the first time to the same that we have been in the IC. We usually start in the IC. And you have had this today that we are busy. And I continue to say that the short explanation from the department, which unfortunately is three lines, and it's dark and perhaps because we can't money to portray the actual talents, which makes it not so easy.
for the department to give us the biggest point you want to want. I think because look, this issue of IDC and basic grants and without conservation, one would then say it's tantamount to a lack of integrated development, which causes problems. One, you have money owned by science department to IDC, and IDC would run around with something. It's a big thing, it's not great, but I know from the normal. And that would lead to situations where you have incomplete or unfinished. The case that happened is border to the internet. We had to go in the open, that's true. The agreement, if we call that to what is said was written, that they are not part of ICT or planning. And this particular kind of department, it has this expression, they do not have these resources, capacity to do that thing. That capacity is with the Department of Transport. It is the Department of Transport who will see that this particular thing is well placed for that. It needs the kind of transportation and all, the road, infrastructure and all. But now the Department of Education doesn't have it. And then you come in only to be given that small space. And they say, and the amount that you are given does not even fit the interest of the particular entity. And the money is in it. It's now between the school and IT department can be better. But that is the place the end of the particular school. That's the I am going to mention. The last one would be, without doubting the quarterly performance meeting, if we could, it's never too late. It's never too late. If we could, the professor would be in the court. Say it has to be last session, so that we have a reflection. Because one would accept that as a matter. After first introduction, there would be recommendations, and there would be facts, and there would be ways and strategies to gain some of the sentences.
Thank you. Honorable member,
and then we have this to just the chairperson. Thank you to the committee for the invitation, and thank you to the deputy minister for your interview. I think it's very valuable. If I can start with right from the beginning regarding the name, independence and development, etc. Maybe we are looking to that again. I'm quite sure the name is not relevant to me, but maybe we must look into some change of to that. And it is true what the previous regime done was there was a lot of things wrong, and but after 1994 when we received the 2 billion rand, and that is where the honorable deputy minister come in and some clarification around that. My question really was, how do you generate your income from 1999? That was a bit in the dark for me. It's 3-4 years and you've got to keep on. And then I was, I think by myself, maybe you are a public worship playing a picker earlier. They, you are an entity of them, and they keep you alive all these years, releasing money and keep money into your budget. But after the discussion, I hear what you said, there's other methods of income. So
Now my questions. Where are your office in South Africa, especially in the different provinces? Where are you situated? And how many people do you have in the offices working for you? That is important to know that. And what is your budget regarding to see that the office is running well? We talk a lot about schools, and especially in my schools. I think that is a critical point in schools at this stage. Maybe also in the Eastern Cape, that is where the problem is. I want to know how many my schools are still in the Eastern Cape, and where you mentioned here in your presentation about how many what schools are you involved in this, how many schools are you involved in. But still, if you put the radio on and look on the television, there's still people sitting on the things. What are you doing about it? In my province, in the Northeast province, it's the same. There are still people who sit on the trees. And our premier in 2004, she told the nation all schools will be proper boarding schools in 2006. And look where are we now, 2014, and there are still much schools. So what is your involvement? You mentioned it, but I'm not happy about what you said, how you are involved. Because you said you manage. You are not boarding schools by yourself. You manage. So what are you into? I want to know exactly, because we talk about big ones here. When you see how women are involved, what is the amount? R1 billion is involved by contract of women. We talk about 3,000 work opportunities, but then in the same way you said, that is not permanent jobs. It is temporary jobs. So temporary jobs mean nothing. I think that is one thing of government, is to see that we can put people in permanent jobs so that they can look after themselves. So temporary jobs, you can do nothing. You have got a job for 6 months and you have a job for so that is nothing. I want to know what type of training are you doing with these people, and how do you skill people to get permanent jobs in the IDT at the info business? Use it by yourself. One of your biggest things is to create jobs for people of South Africa. I want to know how, at what point do you create permanent jobs? How are you skilled people so that they can have permanent jobs at the end of the day? Then, in slide 5 and 6, slide 5 is slide 5 there are 2 slides. And in each area of that slide, you mentioned only a couple of provinces. In one slide, the West Cape is leaving out. I want to know why. And in the other slide, more, I think there's 6 provinces. What about the other provinces? And that is especially replacement of schools, the sanitation of schools, and also the renovation of schools. What about the other provinces? Why do you not mention that province and only a few of the provinces? You said also that corruption is lower in the IDT. What method do you use so that you are smaller than bigger companies? That I agree with. But there must be some measure you use to get corruption in your organization. I want to know how do you do it. So maybe we can see. Maybe you've got a good point and you can use it in other departments. Because all the departments are good, and we know it. And then I also want to know, what is the building method you use in slide 8? There's 2 pictures there, and the one is looks like a big wall. I can't really know exactly what's going on there. If you can just explain it also to us. Thank you very much.
Let me just want to ask something.
No, thank you, Chairperson. The Minister and the Chair of Support. In fact, it's not a question to me, but the concern, water sanitation. I think we need to make a public understand, because this is water sanitation, the Department of Water, I don't know which involvement or any state department in this. Especially about particularly other departments, like the Department of Education.
what role you play in this, because in the world here still people know what in this. Still people go to the river, the tide is depending on the tank for if it is the rain is not raining, the water is not I think you need to clarify about this.
Before I give you the one, let me ask you something. But first of all, there are few issues I wanted to highlight. Coincidentally, the chairperson of the board, somewhere outside, if you go somewhere, but you don't take it personally, the question is going to ask. I think our concern at the end is that know very well when you go outside, the people that you take us that they change now, finish and go out, they are saying the government of Zuma is saying, why Zuma is not there from where? It's us. To come ready to share with us. Because in terms of the PFOA, you are an accounting officer. Not whether it's not so every question you are going to ask, you want to take it personally. You can say now, 9 points. And therefore, you see, there is this disturbing factor about our work, whereby people are given mandates and powers that go and perform, and then people then take those powers and give it to others. We don't want to be the same that one province, which you are said to use more than 10 billion rands for others only. Mm.
You should mention the point.
It's just in case. It's just in case. Plus, it's in and then there clear comes the other question. You see, may you please assist me? Because myself, I'll start from the Department of Public Works. That's why you're interested in sitting here. You see, I'll repeat that question which I asked earlier on. But you will sound seen from both sides, IDG and myself. But I wanted to thank both CFOs to come here. You're good enough to come to us and also to be here. You are very much impressed with you. Your presence is always necessary. With the family, the minister, the people who are saying, you are so happy. You see, how does the Department of Public Works do oversight over the IT as its implementation agent? Do you have a, what can I say? Do you have a DG in that regard who is monitoring or doing one person within yourself? How do you work? Because another thing which I like to highlight from your own input on page, I think slide number 5, in some of the challenges, which to me is raised a concern. In one of the challenges which you raised there, that's public works only, I don't know where that comes from, or public works only involved when there is a challenge with the asset delivered by IDT. If you give us this. So how do you monitor the functioning of IDT? I think our questions they come together on what was also raised by one of the leaders. Because they say when they play soccer that is not finished up until the other members and the colleagues the DM indicated earlier on that when the bell rang. Fine. The question come there. Our interest was to get that financial report before we write, so that we know exactly what is happening. And also, you see, what is worrying me, Mark, to ask from your own report then. You reported that
the Eastern Cape recorded the highest number of the mass. But when you mean your own person, and also the case, followed by the case of N, that you also indicated that with your social indicators is job creation. That's what you indicated. But my worry is that, may this clarify or take us on board, that if you go to me, it's just an issue. I mean, Conrad, it's contradiction. Because earlier on you indicated that there is the highest number of, you see, 1 to 3 in the Eastern Cape and Cape and 10, and the Northern Cape is the lowest. But if you check at your own, about the old one that you have picked up, this one, about the web opportunities, schools, infrastructure. You know, okay, I can accept that in Eastern Cape, 1,949. Cape at 2,000, because you said they are highest number. But you come to Northwest, West and Lowest, 1,491. I mean, also the money which is spent with the Lowest. I thought and I had a hope that in your presentation, because Eastern Cape and KZN are most affected from it, you should spend more money because they are more affected. But maybe clarify us that what criteria do you maybe implement in order to justify this from your own presentation? And then again, which is worrying me. You see, Chairperson, in terms of the new, the IGT new replacement schools program for 2014 and 2014, I've got a concern. Unfortunately, Mamuma Kasha, the time is already time up. If, even like yourself, we are having a problem, we are told that there is a big coming for us. If it was not a change, I was going to request that we visit South their reports. We are having experience. One time we visited Kibo, the practical example, we were told about two bridges. I repeat this thing all the time. We were told about two bridges. Already the bridge had been 20 million rand. The other bridge was 91% completed. Only left with 9%. The other one was 2% at 80% completed. Left with 20%. But when we arrived there, no, there was nothing, zero. Because our side won't give us a presentation like this. We welcome it, but what is the keep on this side? This monetary and implementation. That's why you are raising to govern court. You are asking the question, how do you monitor? It's not about the delivery, it's only, it's about monitoring and implementation. And then, from your input, Mama, I saw something about energy efficiency. I don't know which page it is. If you can maybe clarify us also about what is your relationship with energy. And then I saw something about environment, what. I put an example, what on Bumalanga. And now I'm asking you, what is experiencing problems whereby for example, in some of the schools, they were using, their government was using asbestos. Still there in one of the schools in Bayabani. And kids like this, when it's cold, it's cold. When it's hot, it's hot. To us, it's wet. Some people, they are scared how it's cold. They remember, come to our problem, it's too much cold. When we taught us like this, so, I wanted to check, because you indicated somewhere in your presentation that the green, that maybe coming to check whatever, but what is your relationship with the environment? Because some of the things which are being used, I think they need the Department of Environment to be involved to assess that the quality and some of the things the material which you are using, is this situation?
And then,
I've got a lot of questions, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to put my papers on Gaga.
To the Department of Public Works. Are there regular financial reports to the Department of, to both of you? Are there regular financial reports to the Department of Public Top Management by the IDT on this budgetary allocation? In, because I'm sure you have a marvelous idea, you have your IDT, but if you don't link with them, and then there is a vacuum. Because we don't want you to lose good people who are having those initiatives like Mama is taking. To me, Mama, if I see you in a leadership, I'm very much impressed. I don't even care the Congress of Boys only. This is called Congress of Boys only. Why do I believe in that? Because I don't know how many times they request that they must look that delegation. I don't know whether I want this to undermine us or not. You are representing the PG. Why did you agree? What was insulting me? You are lucky because they are here. If you are the only one who came here with this delegation, I think when time goes on, there is a 2% effect. Should I start to respect? There is a time when you're supposed to spend it there. Because we talk about policies of this government, but when it comes to practical to implement, it's very difficult. We feel very undermined. Because time and again, we appeal. You seem to pretend that you are listening to us, but practically, you do the opposition of it. But nevertheless, let me give you the opportunity. Sorry. Mama, I saw you here, you wanted to ask something, because you wanted to ask questions and open for once about some of the things you said.
Thank you, sir. If
last one, please. May you please give us the down like what was raised by the mayor next to you about issue of job opportunities. Because the reason I can't say the job was, I recall the president promised people that a job opportunities, but he ended on the department. So to me, it is an embarrassment whereby we come up with a proposal that we are expecting. Because before we give the provinces, I mean all the provinces, the presidency or the ministry recognize the different departments and they give the numbers that by this you give this opportunity, by this you give this opportunity. But practically at the end, we are facing questions. Over to you.
Through you, Chair, let me first join other presenters to thank the honorable members for the opportunity. I'll just highlight a few issues on the IDT side, and the CEO and my colleagues may add some of the specifics. The first one, I do think that members have pointed on the issue of oversight. We are precisely in that process, as the Deputy Minister was actually indicating, of rescheduling IDT, of having a new model of being able to account directly. And that process, I'm sure in due course, we will provide you with the information. We are nearing the stages where we can say we have now finalized that process. And one of the key aspects of that process is to tighten precisely this relationship and the model of reporting, so that the issues that were raised by honorable members are taken care of. The second one, in the past, as the Deputy Minister also alluded, that accountability was not on solid ground, not for the making of the IDT per se, it's public knowledge, the instabilities that were in the department, the changes and so forth. It made it very difficult to have institutional memory and consistency in terms of the reporting work. In terms of the information on the breakdown on specific schools, offices, hospitals that IDG has delivered, that information is readily available. We can make it available to the members, breaking down the province and the basis of where those programs are, because that's the information we deal with all the time. So that information, I don't even think it will take a day before we are able to provide that, because we interact with that information all the time. I will take it on the issue of saying, why are we using consultants, engineers, whilst we are doing the project management? That's the honorable members, as we're discussing with the department, are actually assisting our case to say, should we be given resources, we will have that capacity. But without resources, as it is the common talk within the department and across departments, to say government as a developmental state ought to rebuild its own capacity. And it is also our intention, should we have resources, to build as much capacity as possible. But as you know, even at the best of times, you wouldn't be able to have engineers to actually build the school employed by IDC. That's why the CEO was saying that our skill, which we should always value, is the one of projects and program management to start with. To make sure that the conducting, to make sure that the monitoring of the program up to the end, because there are many things go wrong when you do not have that monitoring. There is a unique area that we used to have and we still have, but with the resources diminishing, it may not be there. I think both the CEO and the Deputy Minister alluded to that. Unlike most other entities like your GBSA who come into the community, build a school and leave, we do social facilitation to make sure that the community gets involved. They appreciate and they are capacitated so that when we leave that school, when we leave that institution, they have a sense of ownership. And we were looking the other day and we asked how many of the schools were built or libraries or offices have been burnt down during the protest. And we realized that none. Why? Because of what we might think is time wasting when you get the community to be involved. Rather than the community seeing trucks coming, dumping cement, and then they see a structure going up, no one has spoken to the community. And sometimes it's not even what the community wanted. So the first thing when they protest, they say, we wanted water and you brought us fence. So that social facilitation in our discussions with the department has become one of the key things that I hope we shouldn't be losing in the process. Yes, it may take a month, two or three, before you start the actual project, but the sustainability of that project, the ownership, and the fact that community is able to say, please add A, B, and C in the process, is what has become a differentiator for the IDC. So I do think that if we do have the resources, as the Deputy Minister said, we used to take, and the CEO said, we used to take from our own resources, because no department would say do social facilitation. There was a question on which department are we dealing with. Unfortunately, we are the project takers rather than the project initiators. When different provincial departments come in and say we want this program to be implemented, and then we engage and take those projects. That's where now refining that relationship with the Department of Public Works in the current process becomes critical. because in some of the provinces, the report which was done by the department and also some of our assessments is that some provincial public works departments feel like we are competing with them, and there is a sense of resentment. So fine-tuning that relationship might assist on some of the things that Honorable Mlenzana was mentioning, to say even when we have challenges now, we are left alone, there is no mother department. Perhaps key to that, what we've been asking for as IDT is to say, can we have a legislation that will regulate the relationship we have with the client departments, to say your obligation when you ask IDC to implement ABCD, rather than us depending on us lobbying, depending on us talking to this department, some of which will simply say we are not paying. Here was an embarrassing situation in Gauteng where the conductors said without money we are not releasing the keys, and the schools were opening, and again they were saying pay us, and we depend very often on the money that comes from the client department. But there is no legislation which says at this stage when you have a village delivered, this is what must happen. So much of the time of IDT is spent on going to the stakeholders, going to the client departments, negotiating day in and day out, trying to iron out the wrinkles. And that's the last point that I wanted to make, is that we do have a footprint in all the 9 provinces as IDT. Projects may vary from time to time, but there is not a province that we do not have a footprint in. As such, as the board, we will be visiting some of the projects. We do have a program to visit projects in the field, like next week. So we would invite in future members of parliament so that as we visit some of the projects, as we encounter communities, hear what contractors are saying. Because ourselves, we don't only rely or depend on the submission from management. We are saying in our oversight role, we should take a sample and go visit here so that we advise each other. And that is not based on us not trusting what is being presented to us, but it's making sure that we trust but verify. So to that extent, in future, we would be happy, because it would also assist us when we are in the field, when we meet with the communities, the stakeholders, they give their testimonies to say, let's fine-tune this, let's refine this. But up to this point, though, the value of IDT and what it has delivered is a history that speaks for itself. It's not been perfect, but it has done its very best within very limited resources. And as such, should the mandate issue be clarified, we are prepared to do our utmost to make sure that the promises of our democracy and of our government are implemented. Thank you.
I think most of the questions have been taken by the chair, but maybe just to start from the statistics on the target for the opportunity that the president pronounces as the challenge of not reaching that target. I can respond by saying that if I recall, it is mainly that we can project the specific target. And the IDT role the management of the projects that are delivered through the national sector. And I can say that in as far as the targets that the IDT has been given as an institution, we have actually achieved and exceeded those targets throughout the years that we have been implementing. The statistics for that can be provided to one of the members. So our contribution to what we did achieve, I do not recall the year that we have been able to achieve
our country, which is in India. So I wonder how that is contributing to what's happening. I think we tend to the accelerated school infrastructure development initiative, which is a program of the Department of Basic Education, which intends to accelerate the implementation and the eradication of mass schools. And most of the projects that we are implementing are within that allocation of children. In terms of the regular financial report by the IDC to the department, yes, on a quarterly basis when we report, part of our report control and for the financial elements. But over and above that, we also have the audit, the auditor, the auditor general report that also goes to the department. The relationship of the IDC with energy efficiency, what the report was referring to, honorable members, was that the alternative construction method is energy efficient. The material that is utilized to construct is energy efficient. That's what we were referring to. In terms of environment, we also indicated, honorable members, that AGRIMA SA is a body that has got the competence to evaluate the suitability of the materials that are being used for research, whether it complies with the environmental standards that has been prescribed. Hence, as a department, as an organization, because we do not have that competence, we solely rely on the accreditation or the assessment of agreement. I think honorable members, in terms of visiting our project, you are very much welcome to pick up any of our projects and to visit the local project. The honorable member refers to slide on page 3. In terms of number of job opportunities, the wealth opportunities that we reported, particularly for the Eastern States, also in Macau, maybe just to take honorable members to that slide, to say that in Northern Macau, we are saying that the number of job opportunities that we created was 2,986, and the expenditure was 957,000. $907 million. I think that correlates with the amount spent. I'm not sure if I understood the question well, but I thought the honorable member was questioning whether, given the high level of mass schools in the Eastern Cape and KZN, we have spent the budget aligned to that need. I'm indicating that it does, but also the proviso, the chairperson has already indicated that unfortunately as IDC we are appointed to implement, we don't necessarily choose and say we want so much of the portfolio, but we are appointed by the client department. And I might also say that that's not by default, but if you look into the review of the mandate of the IDC, in 1997, clearly states that the IDC will respond to the client's department. So it is not by default that the IDC has been responding to client's department, which has been part of aligning to the mandate of the organization. Of course, as we introspect that, we realize that people could have participated earlier in that explaining stage together with the client's department, the value of the outcome would have been optimized. So we do realize those shortfalls in terms of at what stage the IDC as an organization participates. Equally, honorable member, if you look into Eastern Cape, as I indicated, we see that the amount spent and the rate opportunities to some extent is also funded. But what also informs rate opportunities? It's because the guy says that most of our work does not necessarily relate to
the construction of a school, from a fully fledged school. Sometimes it's some damaged schools. So it depends on when schools have been damaged, which will require a lot of people to repair. And that then gives us a number of those work opportunities that have been created in that particular community. So sometimes it is not really value-based. It is based on the work that needs to be done and the labor intensity of the network that we have to take. I'm not sure if I understood something you told me, the issue of the PFMA accounting officers and then it empowers but also, but let me briefly try and respond to that. And again, to go back to the chairperson of the board reform to say that the IDP does not in any way purport to be the contractor. The IDP itself is program management. And I think it's important to do and test whether our challenges in implementation is a function. Our challenge is not in the construction, it's in the management of programs. The ability to sanction programs, the ability to put the programs into that value chain until it is implemented. And I think that is where the intervention of the IDP comes in. So even if the IDP would have resources, the IDP does not see itself tomorrow as a contractor. It will still be serving the product of program management, which really is the core. It's a catalyst in terms of our implementation challenges and the culture. And that is where the IDP skill and capacity is very much. The chairperson also did indicate that on the issue of consultants, when you look into that, it's actually the consultants, the quality control, where the IDP, the IDP would have the ability to have its own consultants. It will still have to be, from a standard point of view, require those accredited consultants to come and check the work of the IDP. That is why you find that in housing, for instance, there is a national housing it's a body that has been put in place by government to ensure the quality. You still need to get consultants. Hence the issue of consultants that we are referring to. It's a gazetted consultant. If you look into the government gazette, government gazetted to say, when you construct for the safety of our own population, you will have to use this type of consultant. And therefore, in each and every infrastructure that government allocates budget, there is a reserved amount for this consultant. It is not the consultant where the consultant replaces the personnel that is supposed to be doing administration. But it is a professional consultant that is gazetted by law, of which whether it is the IDP, it is the DSA, whoever is there needs to go through that process. Hence, it is addressed and it is part of what is provided. So long as you are implementing infrastructure in South Africa, those are the standards that are there. And I think sometimes there is confusion in terms of when we refer to consultants, what are these consultants that we are referring to? As if there is a choice that you can do your construction in your value chain without utilizing consultants. And I want to put forward to the members today, there is no way that you will be able to do that and exclude consultants because it is a requirement in as far as the implementation is concerned. The issue of water and sanitation and what is the involvement and role. One more, the NDC does not take the responsibility of providing water and sanitation, but it plays a role of an implementing agent. The implementing agent, again, the IDT program manages the construction of toilets, the digging of boreholes, the linking of that and making sure that in those schools there is sanitary, there are toilets that are provided, it is water that is provided. But it does not take the responsibility from the Department of Water Affairs of the provision. That department is still directly accountable and responsible for the provision. But that department can say, we are appointing the ADT to do this work for us. I think that is where the decision is, but if I'm not quite here, my colleagues will assist me in that. The measure of corruption, to respond to that, we unfortunately cannot say that we have got a specific measure of corruption, but what I was referring to was the issue of collusion. To say for the smaller construction company that we use, which is mainly PE companies, we have not seen incidents of collusion, the price fixing, to the extent that we have seen with the big company. But I'm not necessarily saying it is not happening, but it is not, we have not seen it empirically saying this is how it has happened. But one measure that probably we have in the organization is just in our own report themselves in terms of what type of incidences of corruption that we have. And we're not saying that there isn't. We have had a number of cases that we have been dealing with, but we're saying the extent of that. And I'm not sure if I'm answering that adequately. The Western Cape, why not mention the Western Cape? The IT has tried very hard to make inroads into the Western Cape to be the PIA to the implementing agents. And continuously, we have been told that the Western Cape doesn't have capacity and does not need the IDT as an implementing agent. And once more, because the IDT cannot come in or take a portfolio, it has to be appointed by the department that has got the budget. When we talk about DORA, the division of revenue, the IDT does not have, it is a specific department that is responsible and accountable to that budget that then appoints the IDT to implement on its behalf. So unfortunately, the Western Cape is one of those provinces that have not engaged the services of the IET. So it is not by choice that we have eliminated that. On the issues, the chairperson of work opportunities, vis-à-vis the permanent jobs, and how does the IET feel it's particular. I think the IDT has been doing exceptionally well in terms of killing this particular. But I was the first one to say that we are really reducing that because we no more have the resources. Killing has got a cost. When we talk about development, it has got a cost. Part of what we are asking as the decentralization of the IDT is to say who funds the cost of development. And we believe that as a developmental state, we need to be able to intervene in such a way that we can be able to put a check of a cost to water. And that is what the IDT is failing now to do without resources. Part of what the IDT has put into its cost has been the cost of capacitation, the cost of social participation. I can say, honorable members, the 150 million that I'm speaking of that we referred to earlier, if you go to those schools are actually hubs of activity in those communities because there has been adequate social participation. Actually, those communities have fully participated in the implementation of that. We have recently been launching an early childhood center in Waterberg that the Minister of Social Development has assigned us. And a new model has come up, a model where we never tender for anything, but the communities build themselves. They did the bricks, the community mobilized themselves to do the bricks, the laborers, we pay directly for that labor that has happened. It's a beautiful, and we have done it for almost a third of what we pay when we go into the market for the tendering process and all that. But the community took full responsibility to do that first. I think about 2 months ago, that's what I feel launched that. We do have those types of models, but unfortunately we do not have the ability to do it ourselves. At the moment, the team is documenting that to say, here is a model that has actually worked, where the actual community has been trained from that to the implementation and the functioning of that early childhood center. And it has taught us very little because there hasn't been most of the democratic processes that we have had. On the so in terms of the permanent job, honourable members, I think that is unfortunately not a matter that the IDT can resolve. on its own. It's a national, problem that we are faced with. And because of the nature of our people and the type of project that we implement, our projects are short term, and therefore we cannot guarantee a long-term job. But where our projects go beyond a nine-month period, we make sure that according to the ECWC principle, the training does take place, so that those people that have participated into our project, they are more employable because now they have more skills. We make sure that happens. That is diminishing. As we lose our resources, that is diminishing, because gradually we are finding ourselves forced by the financial constraints to just come in and limit the training, the interaction, and the engagement within our community. So in terms of honorable members, the question that relates to Northwest, that the Rasel Mark School, once more could say that unfortunately the mandate of the eradication of Mark School is not necessarily an IDT mandate, but the IDT is just an implementation. That mandate still rests with the Department of Education, and therefore can be better responded to by that. I did indicate in my report that when we did that pilot project of 150 million, we did take a stock of the Max School future one. But I don't think we have been able to follow to say where are we with that, because it was not necessarily our mandate. We were presented it. And at that stage, it was implemented differently. So in terms of the how many MAC schools in the Eastern Cape, I would request honorable members to try and get that information from the Department of Education. But I think through the Department of Public Works, maybe it is possible to access that information. My chair has already responded in terms of the presence of the IDT. This is actually one of our major strengths, because the IDT has got presence in almost all the provinces. It is different kinds of presence, but we do have presence. Our newest office has been in the Northern Cape, and as our portfolio was growing, instead of using the Northern Cape as a satellite, we now have a office. It's not a big office, but at least we do have a presence. In terms of staff complement, I think at the moment we're sitting at flat minus, including the short-term contract, working at plus minus 300 staff. That is a number that is changing all the time, and we can always be able to update that. Our overhead cost at the moment, after the third quarter, we can have very good savings, and just to say, I hope I can say, to our efficiency ratio, to say for every 100 rand that we spend directly, we need 6 rand to implement that project. The honorable members can begin to imagine the level of efficiency, and we are saying that level of efficiency is actually becoming dangerous for the organization, because organizations can collapse at any time. We'll become, we have pulled it to a level where it has become a risk rather than an advantage. How do we generate income from 1990? A very interesting question, honorable member. We actually have that information where we can show you how we've been able to generate income. But just to go back and say, you will recall, honorable member, that since 1990 until about after 2004, the interest rate, the level of interest rate was so high that we were able to have adequate interest to deploy into our cost of operating business and still have stuff. But when the interest rate went up, we started actually tapping into our deposits as an organization. So these were some of the factors that outside the control of the IDT. And interestingly, we even had that slide, I don't know if you heard, my dear friend, had that slide, which actually then showed that at the same time as the interest rates were dropping, the demand for our services was going up. So which means that organization was growing in terms of being demanded to deliver. At the same time, the interest that we were earning was diminishing. And I think that's how we have been able to survive as an organization up till today too. I do agree in terms of the name of the IDK. I think that the M advocate responded to that. The product performance meeting, the report will have all those reports from other members. I think that's an indication of how far that we want those reports. We are up to date with our reporting. We have not devoted at all. And we can be able to both give you the report that was presented to the minister, the responses to the minister which is being signed off. Yes, including some of the targets. Whether the targets that have to be changed, we don't change the targets without the approval of the minister and the approval of the minister. The engaging of the IDC directly. Once more, I think it's an important point, Honorable Member, in the sense that it is one form, not a report. Remember that the report through the Department of Public Works, that does not necessarily mean that we implement on behalf of the Department of Public Works. The Department of Public Works has its own budget. Until I think years ago, we were at 30%, just in terms of what the Department of Public Works had engaged us as an organization. So it doesn't necessarily mean it is the Department of Public Works that we are an implementing agent of. But statutorily, we report to cabinet as a shareholder through the Department of Public Works. But we do have various clients at all the tiers of government, and those are the people that monitor our project, whether we've implemented those projects, and then report to the Department of Public Works. I just think that it's important to differentiate
you don't have to decide what the update is. Hence I said the basis for the meeting. We would be happy as Mr. Coleman didn't look like it was not. But we want information from the department. So please, don't take us.
I trying to give you a way to elaborate, then you trigger something.
Yeah.
Mama, thank you. No check on the check off.
Thank you, that down, and then I think now there comes the energy when you talk. We want to tell this member that we are really blessed. And this is what we are doing. And but as we are going on, you keep talking as you start to not giving details. You've done a lot, and we want to be part of what you've done. That information is the information that us as members that we need. That when you go down to the people, you tell the people, not tell them, you know, like, so not that they have done that, but we must help the details of what has been done. I'm telling you, when I go to my constituency in place with you, thank you, in front of the people, I must tell them, do you know the ID? T. And then I'll tell them, if you look at one, this is what the ID has done. This is what the IDP has done. You know, don't impress us as a community. Give us that good information. For example, even on this slide number 3, what I said if you can use a work opportunity, you said the Eastern Cape 1,949. If you can just go to the Eastern Cape, take your information in your office, I think the person said that information is there. You take this information, you grade this 1949 and say this is what. You do that with all the other provinces. This is the information that I want. If I'm in Mpumalanga, I must be able to understand that this 299 in Mpumalanga, where is that? If I have that information, I can, if it is not my constituency, I can send it, share it with the other members who are in another constituency to say for this, when you talk, inform the people that we are working, the IDP is working. So, all these other things, you know, people will talk to your phone number, but
assist us so that we can be able to assist you. Because with the information that we are giving us, we are going to go and tell the people, over to, in a certain corner, there are people who think that this government is not worthy. Whereas you are worthy, but that information gives to us. Thank you, sir.
I enjoy this unfortunately for this country with us. There is a man on the people. These are the things, no man which attacks us. From the side of the people who are doing political analysis. Apart from you from him,
because the problem, if you have a need for this particular kind of resource, why don't you employ that and go on that level? Your income of the public, you are people who want the skills. It's not about giving the skills, they look for the public. That is what is happening. Go to the department, go to municipality, they are doing the people in need. They have the people with skills. If they don't have the people with skills, why don't they employ you or help? So that you should have all that discussion. So once he talked about the service, she figured out something with me because I got any confidence in an institution which uses it for something. Whereas we are people who are technical, who can do that type of thing.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Honorable Mr. Wanima.
Yes, Chairperson, I've got a very same feeling about the fact. I think it's true,
yeah.
And I want to know in which law, it is, where is in the law that we must appoint consultants in each and every one. I want to, you know, give it to me. I'm not really aware of it. And then the other thing is, what you said that the IDT is there not to create jobs. That is the responsibility of the government. You are part of government. So you can't say you are not there to create jobs. I think if you get back to this very background information. The first paragraph, the last sentence there, to improve the quality of life. Who is it? That is the people. To improve the quality of life of people. So then you can't say you are not there to create jobs for people. Sir, I do not agree with that. I think you must go back and read what your documents say. That is very important. And I got the feeling when I listened to you that you are getting away from your responsibility. You've got a certain responsibility. That is why you are there. And you must fulfill that responsibility. Thank you, sir.
Alright. Check it cool. I'll give an opportunity. I saw a lot of hands.
Okay, and thank you, sir.
Because I know you are going to summarize it. I'll join you. Hold on. Let's give it to the department.
and then lock down and give it to another. No, it's a GPM board.
Okay, I'm not sure where to start. I think I'll put a partition on the, or oh, just start on the photo side.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. A few of, you know, I want to get to that thing, to that circle, to the Christmas where we were supposed to be. However, I think the important thing that it gives you to remember is that it's also getting forward to the conflicts that have been coming from members, those at the National Department for the public. All we have responsibilities to the people. And I think what we can do is, you know, I think we should know what happened. We are aware that the church may have taken certain challenges, which we are typically responding to some level of justice. So I think that is the main reason why we are going through the process that we are going through. In terms of finding the IT experience, it should be related to the department, and the kind of leadership that it should be there. On the current values of strength, the attitudes of something to stay with you, we as a department have a responsibility of providing, and all of us have role in terms of the peer group. And in terms of that, this is a common state of respect, that we need to have a shareholder's competence in relation to agreement with the department and the IT to set a number of covenants and deliverables and implications on paper. And in terms of the governance of theater, we need to have IT for running out of the proper plan, we need to monitor on a quarterly basis. So in terms of that requirement of theater, that's the whole of the state. And I know it's not a very nice thing to say. At the end of the day, IT contracts or gets engaged by provinces, gets engaged by different government departments, and in terms of the oversight and monitoring of the institution, in the case of the program, that's the responsibility of those different authorities who are contracting with the IT and not public. Our role is to set the bigger picture, to say where are we going to continue, what's our proper plan for the year, and let's monitor. So the limitation that we can do without the industry now is precisely because of our association. There's a different authorities who contract IDT. Ours is to provide our hope in terms of the peer community and the systems and that are here. Yes, I want to confirm what the IDT is CEO and the secretary of the CEO that we do have this social unity and we are provided with financial reports and performance information that we monitor based on the proper plan is in place because we know it's got a performance of our plan. We do the analysis and those reports exist in terms of IT to committee set. So here I think the in terms of the current status, in terms of the current dispensation, we are providing the oversight that we're supposed to provide. We are here for limitations to go beyond. So we can't do because of the authorities that are actually not connected to IT. So that's really what we're trying to fix up. Was the nature of all the process of defining actually some relationship and what schedule we should be there, how close are we going to the department so that we can then provide the kind of strategy which is contributed by the community. And maybe this is something on the funding. We've not been funding IDT. IDT has been funded through the grant and it's been generating extra revenues in the times of the economy, so the economy has not been blood and cost the transformation and cost the tourism itself. So that's what's been happening with IDT. We started to engage with the IDT in terms of their funding. When the revenues that we generated from the investments were starting to be much not in line with the expenditure. And I think the first allocation that we requested for IDT purposes of 150 million rand, which is about 3 years away from the table. IDT is the cost of funding, and IDT matches that up with money and bank allocation. Do not happen between IDT and National Treasury without the involvement of this
Everything happens to the country. We are the ones who have to say day for day. And that's what affects the department or treasury, who's not just funding. Remember, national charity without us. So even if it goes to budget, it seems very simple, recommend and motivate. And it cannot be without us involved. So it is a department agency, and they have to go through us. So that's another way of, when you talk about the oversight and monitoring of the future of IT, we have to see a business case. Because of the funds, the funding. If it doesn't make sense to us, we don't know what's possible. So that's why we have to talk to us. So yes, I thought it was something that we have to discuss. I think the share and the share of the group of the person that we bring, but for the one that used to be the link of our delegation, which almost cost us to be cheap. But I think I want to contextualize why we are here, as we are here. The matter that relates to IT within the departments, or within the policy units. And the policy unit, the PDC responsible for the policy unit, happens to be a woman. Who happens to be not available today because she John tells us,
you know our school,
she would never be available. I think we have said on that topic, but similarly, being responsible for the school building program, it's also a woman.
Since the chance began, as I know, so don't mention that.
But we accept the concern and something like that. Thank you.
Do I have
one?
Yes, sir. Colleagues, what are the steps that we're about to agenda? Anybody who's going to send this message straight to the point so that I can give it to the end so that I can kind of summarize things.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I just wanted to add a little on the oversight role of the PTW. I happen to have served in the board almost in the past since the longest it is concerned, that's why we say in Valhalla. I just want to share that PTW actually has a representative in the trustee appointed by the minister. It was another form of oversight, make sure that the decisions taken are decisions that are in line with the decisions as a public. But we also have the Department of Education, at the time it was not school tuition basis, and others, and then when that member left, and not represented social development. In fact, one of the members of the PTW was the actual CFO, just to make sure that in terms of the funding, the decisions that are taken are in line with public financial security. And I think the issue of leakage with the minister has been mentioned. I actually wrote in my little booklet when I had a good deputy minister speak. I really am very excited. I am very, very big because it's been missing the regulatory authority. Pushing our course, so we are very happy. In fact, as the IDC, this change is exactly what has been asked for, because all we are trying to do is to make a contribution to our country. And we'd like to make sure that the center of excellence called IDC doesn't just. And it's just a matter of how do we make sure the center of excellence works well, and that the staff that is there is encouraged through positive feedback that they get. And to give an example, in one of the schools on chain, another woman, we went to one of the schools and we had a presentation from the chairperson of the school governance board who had gone through our program pre the building of the school. He was telling us about the leadership program they had through the IDG school leadership program. And just to show that the development model that the deputy minister is putting on the table is actually a value add that can never be measured. You can never measure it in random sense. You can only measure it in the output and the impact on the community almost long term. So I think we are on the same page. We'd like to just thank the Deputy Minister for the order. I wanted to make sure that the public works at the end of how we have worked with the public.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm not going to summarize it.
Thanks for being happy with that board member.
Always resist judgment with politicians
before
you.
Because I do think for the decisions, and I appreciate the actual and potential that you have, can make and appreciate some. The Honourable Jacob began by saying that we're a bit late here in the process. They'll be around, but none of us know the legal job yet after the mediation. But it's not too late. And I mean, I would really like to express appreciation for the voting principles that the community has asked. I mean, I personally would listen to questions and help me to understand the answers to the question. That helped me to understand a little bit better some of the questions. So although we might not be around, a brief legacy report for the decision is helpful. In the process that will be ongoing, this is developing a sustainable business case for the IEG. Absolutely critical. So I think that certainly I've learned from the process, and I know that the members, both the IEG also, will have internalized the decision. So I just wanted to trust that you're thanking me, but I'm actually thanking you for raising it. And I think that you hit on the right topic, which is, and you kept reminding me, I think it's not, certainly we don't want a 1,000 stories and a sense of what we want to understand. What is the relationship between DW and IEC, and particularly in regard to the oversight capacity of DW and the government? That's the right question, and it helps us to understand. So if you look at, I think that the response that my CFO again now was very good. Utility reform. But if you look at type 5 of the GDW, it's trying to talk about the relationship between people. It talks about a protocol framework that was approved by the GDW mandate. And so on, and protocols that need to be followed by the IEC when it gets replicated from a variety of different departments. If you look at the IEC, I'm going to say it's their thing, the organigram, there's no protocol there. Okay. The relationship between the GDW and work and program management, that's not their fault. That's reflecting reality. So there's a structural problem. Mm. Now, the funny one is that that structural problem is not just some sense that CPW wants now to rule and micromanage IDP and so on. We want to make people do that, or we make a message. So that is what we want to do.
Mm.
But we need to understand that the problem of oversight is not unlinked to the two other issues. That's probably separation as well. The one is the function of sustainability, and the point that our colleague Tengo was just fantastic. But coming up with specific tools in bushfire groups is what you want to know about, because that is important. And I think you're saying, but we're telling you about that, yeah, and we want more detail with the issues we can, more detail. But behind the colleague's query, is another issue, which is precisely the attitude that it's not independent, doesn't quite belong with anybody. In legal terms, in terms of TFNA reports to the department and the member of the department on the board and so on, but it doesn't go up there as part of governance. And the chair is a great issue in the department. We're not quite sure. Do we put governmental banners all over projects that we do, or on the sunny the profile of projects that they're doing, and even of rent projects, the profile somehow sits between the cracks, and therefore a constituent in the key doesn't have a sense of the link. I want to make
what I'm asking is, there's a few topics that have come up on this. The relationship, this is what I've said, the relationship between the National Republic of Public Works and IEP is not properly identified. That relationship has to be critically about ensuring the sustainability of the language and purpose of its core function. And shown us unevenly, but they're wonderful glimpses of the Northern Ministry of Public Capacity, but it's failing out. And the profile of the economy, so I just want to make that the main sort of summary of the economy. But then let me wander on a couple of other issues which are not on the list. Whether it's in the public sector itself or through work opportunities to be in the public sector as well. I was looking at little actions in some of the services, I'm guessing that some of the issues might be. I know that the principal electric state authority has no method this administration say to do the business, say that we're going to create 5 million jobs. And then we're going to have a what we did is that in this term of this administration law, a 4.5 million work opportunity to expand public works for community works program. And we're happy to report that we're on track to do that. At the end of the financial year, at the end of next month, end of March. And we're pretty confident that we will meet that target. Thanks so much. But it is to IDP, which has consistently met its work opportunity target. So you see your possibility, maybe you can't see everything in this problem, it's not easy to go. But you must be apologetic, you see great content, and what we're saying after phase 3 is that this million work option, the one particular work option, is talking about another little bit more, but they won't the national government, but they can make a comment. But it will be another job and part of, and that's another good reason why we need to get IDP up and running effectively and sustainable with the same corporate contribution. The jobs aren't permanent. You know, when we make formal jobs for the same public works jobs, we discussion jobs came up in the middle. The little thing gets built and then the jobs go away. So it's like that. That's what it's like. This is why residential infrastructure is all in. We're trying to keep a pipeline project. So we're like, ahead of the thing, you know, you want to cut. There's lots of work and lots of collusion in the private sector and lots of jobs. But then as the savings are built and some new ones are making forward. And so, as a national effort, all provinces are still credit for improvements on this that we've got a financial infrastructure with them. And one of the responses is trying to scheme, not build everything with once and then collapse, but that's kind of an automated scheme. But still then, at the local level, which is what we're typically operating in, with a fairly for any time of doing something like the bridge or the school gets rehabilitated or kind of built, it's a challenge. And that's why what they're saying is that we need to focus on the nation.
very critical. And again, we want the IDT to move into that space as well. The program is the maintenance of social infrastructure, particularly in high risk. So if you, the people that we pay to build the school, and if that's one of the alternatives, I'm a fan of the alternative technology that we talk about, but one of them is the and so that's great, because it means that it potentially means for some of the trained people then to do it. So I just want to make some of the things not narrowly the IDT and trying to be done, but I think you raise those questions and I think you're going to see them. Let me support what the colleagues from IDT by and large say around programming and contractors. Consulting to another, that doesn't remove me from helping. That takes back to I personally, I think neoliberal policies that were applied back in the mid-1990s, particularly affecting the rules of the government. So we said to the rules of the government, there's a much more standard mandate, developmental and participation and involvement on the one hand, social justice, economic justice, and on the other hand, implementing fiscal tigers, self-hiking and so on. And so what happened is that in politics in particular, downside, contracted out, tended, and so forth. And it's a big, I think we've really got to build public sector capacity, probably especially in the interest of but since you can't do that overnight, I think a lot of it capacity is going up with the population of the and so on, with the process, and therefore, I don't think that it's people could be wrong for having to be the first company. So literally, at the time of key, we're doing the building. One that will take work away from small DE and capital and so on, which we have co-ops, all kinds of house of economic activity. We don't have enough money. But, and I really agree with what the people are saying, is that a big weakness of our community is the ability to program manage infrastructure. When it comes to tendering, when it comes to supervising the work, when it comes to the exposing all polyethylene triangular times, all of those things were very, very useful. And I think some of the best evidence scenarios where you see the public sector do well, Sandra, we did it out in the fact that Sandra was doing it. Brilliant. Very good. Why? Because they build a road for that. They have contractors, but what they do is they program manage and project manage. Brilliant capacity, tendering. You know, the public sector, we are kind of money for jazz when the private sector comes in just coming with a tender contract. We're starting to fight this about. And we need that trust to take the sector that is developmental capacity. And I think that's what. So I wanted to change that for you, which is not to say that we just overextend the consultants, but as a capacity to do this, we can do this more. Really looking forward to seeing as I saw you all are. The right platform that is on the new ways of introduce. We only have contact with the community. The community, you help the community. That's a wonderful one. That's coming up tomorrow. Thank you very much, Jim. And thank you for the committee. I think you've really helped us as we move forward, as staff members move forward, trying to get obviously correct business plan. So thank you very much.
You haven't extended them much, but you haven't missed our wonderful sorts of new things. But some of the things are some networks of these made in other education stuff. I think PM was looking anyway at like finding the subcontract test. Because we know that it's congested, but we don't mean that the people must exaggerate that opportunity. And I think so often people that they descend about more than 10 billion, you mean it's too high of a percent. Because here comes the question, I'll put it openly. You put an example of Uganda. Uganda, people they focus on the individual in the house, but they are not aware about the development in the area of Uganda. Because it's selling a lot of things. We have the issue of one house and also we have the issue of municipality. Municipality. I don't know if that's one. But compare it with the 3 billion.
because you have to be practical with you in some of the things. And then also, I'm not defending anything, but I was citing an example. You talk about this wife, there was a big sign. Because if you go out, how do you come? Like the thing which was raised by my camera, to have a problem is our interest is probably here. If you are saying unpack, how can you unpack something that you stand by, which is used for consumption? For which, because we wanted to know exactly which department is affected. Which department is affected? Because as they indicated from the IDT, that they are responsible to implement items. But at the end, when they approach a certain problem, they are told that we do have enough capacity. How that means the sort of achieve? How can you have enough capacity at the same time? You spend more than nearly the budget of two or four committees together.
You
see the thing which I like. When you are given opportunity to meet people, but other people don't even
know. No, that's the first time. That's the first time that you get. How many times?
The 20 you know. On and on and on.
Okay, fine.
We want to create some options. And at the same time, Baba, so Baba, also my daughter's name. You see, Baba, with you, I'm so jealous. I was there with you somewhere. You were able to solve the problem of Sanana Kumau and Alcatel. Yeah. You were able to do this because you were given a task which doesn't focus on the nation only, but also to confront violence and resources. But with IDT, I want to be quiet because I do believe that the women and children, women and men who are in front of us, they feel their capacity. People want to do that. They need to be empowered. For example, you raised a very, very touchy thing that you spoke about the legislation and regulation. That we must, why didn't you give us a proposal? You're supposed to give us a proposal about what you propose, so that you can take with it to the cabinet that this is a proposal. Why do you? To me, like, you see that there is a challenge, but you're quiet. You must not be quiet. There are very such challenges. You must talk about it so that you talk about it. And then, therefore, another thing that I wanted to propose to the department, suggested the nomination to the Department of, that Department of Public Works, recommendation, that Department of Public needs to centralize or nationally manage monitoring by the following things. Department needs to monitor units at national level, staffed by suitable, qualified and experienced officials to monitor and to report to the minister and top the nation on the implementation work of all these entities. For example, you've got your IET, ACMA, South Africa, Construction, CIDB, and the Council of for Built Environment, CDB. You have said that structures are going to be there. You must have structures with operation of hazard. You can go away. There is a thing which you want to call also PM. It's very wrong for us. You know, I am part of the institution at this moment. Any blame, I must take also a blame if we are not functioning. To say, it's corrupt. No. It's fraud. Bring back that we are more corrupt. So that we can charge. We put them for poison so that we can attach your property and it's or else we serve you because you are a part of the or in the night channel. But also, but if you don't account to serve you, exactly. That's why I was saying that we don't condone any corrupt activity. But exposed so that we can refer to the relevant people so that it can be dealt with. I think we are part of the first government to talk about the corruption. We never keep quiet. And then also another recommendation is that there is a need to also strengthen monitoring over the professional council in the fields of project management. That's what she means. Architecture, land surveying, property management, etc. The third one, which will be the last,
the Department of Public Works should provide the committee with an outline of its current monitoring chart that collects reports that the IDP and other entities have to regularly provide to top management and to the minister. You see, what you are questioning, simply, Mr. Wilder, the example which you have put about the book, the top management and the ministry and the MP were misled by officials on the ground that we do have this process of this amount, and they were demanding more than 50 million to be topped up. You top up the project which is not there, which is non-functioning. That's why I was saying you must have those things on it so that you can, I mean, avoid this misleading our leadership. Because at the end, anything which is wrong, the fine, the weak fever is not important to you, it will be pointed to the head which is leading that can put that in happiness. So, these are some of the conditions which I think I can put forward from the future. So, nevertheless, at the end, I want to be before that, I'll request members to be just 2 seconds. You might have to circulate something to me. Yes, please. I know that you also are going to be going to wait just 2 seconds. I agree. Maybe the platform we are going to give to you is going to that machine. But nevertheless, I want to thank you once more. All of you. Thank you very much. The next is now
I'm going to go to the next one.
I'll see you first.